It's no horse and pony show. It's a musical trail ride through the rough and tumble backcountry of America. Wrong Side of the Tracks with Chip McCabe. Tuesdays at 7, Wednesdays at 1 on Cygnus Radio.
A poor boy from the wrong side of the tracks.
Metal Dad Radio, welcome back everybody to another edition. I'm your host, the Metal Dad, and as we do every week, starting us off up in the irons, going all the way back to Deano era Iron Maiden, Running Free, track we haven't played here in a long time. But we got a big show for you guys this week, a lot of music I'm trying to cram into an hour, so we're not going to do a lot of jibber jabber. I'm going to tell you that we are still, after our 2 month hiatus, catching up on all the amazing new music that's come out. So we've got two big blocks for you of new music again this week, a block of albums celebrating anniversaries, and let's go right now into a band from my backyard here in Connecticut. Love to be able to play music local to my backyard, especially when it's this good. The band is called Mourn the Light, and their new record, Sorrow Feeds the Silence, drops this week, November 14th. Let's give you one of the singles off it. This is the title track, Mourn the Light, Sorrow Feeds the Silence. It's Metal Dad Radio.
Yeah. of darkness, 7 years of pain, 7 years of emptiness, feed my sin again. The I am filled, the waves are out, the spirit fades away.
Metal Dad Radio, and that right there, three killer tracks from three new albums, including a band out of Richmond, Virginia called Prayer Group. Now, if you're into the whole noise rock thing, bands like Intercourse here from Connecticut or Unsane from New York City, Prayer Group is right up your alley. These guys are great. They have a new record out called Strawberry. You can find it at prayergroupsaves.bandcamp.com. We gave you the track off of that called Plagiarism. That's the album opener. Killer stuff. Make sure you check that out. Before that, a band out of the Netherlands called Deadhead. And this band's been around for a long time, man. They put their first record out in 1991. But they have a new record that's coming out November 21st called Repression Tank. And we gave you a track off of that called Firegate. And you can check that out also on their Bandcamp or through Hammerheart Records. Deadhead, the name of the band. Before that, Mourn the Light from my backyard here in Connecticut from the New London area, with their new album, Sorrow Feeds the Silence, which just dropped on November 14th through Argonauta Records. Absolutely killer stuff. We gave you one of the singles off of that. Sorrow Feeds the Silence is the name of that tune. Make sure you check out that whole record. It is brilliant. All right, so let's go back into some more new stuff. Told you we had a lot of stuff to cram in on this show, and one thing that we're going to play here, I'm very excited for. We've played a couple tracks off it already, I think, and that's the new Paradise Lost, one of my all-time favorite metal bands. They just dropped their new album, Ascension, their Nuclear Blast, on September 19th. Let's give you one of my favorite tunes off this new record. This one is called Tyrant's Serenade. It's Metal Dad Radio. Metal Dad Radio. And that right there, three albums I'm telling you right now are candidates, at least, to be in our year-end list come December. That right there, a band in Ireland called Malthusian, who has a new record out through Relapse Records called The Summoning Bell, which dropped on August 8th, and it is a ripper. Really, really good. We played the track Between Dens and Ruins. Excellent, excellent album. Before that, a band out of Edmonton, Alberta, Canada called Anthrodynia. And they just dropped their debut album, Unspeakable Horrors Emanating from Within, on August 15th through Nameless Grave Records. And we gave you the track A Rotten Sun, another absolutely ripper album, just crushing, crushing death metal. And starting off the block, Paradise Lost, who on September 19th released their new album Ascension through Nuclear Blast Records. And we gave you a track called Tyrant's Serenade, which is one of the singles that they had released earlier this summer. Absolutely killer. All right, so let's go now into some albums celebrating anniversaries. We've got some big ones, including one here that is honestly one of the worst recorded albums you'll ever hear. The recording sounds like it was recorded in a garage through a tin can, but the songs on the record are killer, and that's Sepultura, who released their debut album Morbid Visions on November 10th, 1986. Let's give you the title track right now. It's Metal Dad Radio. We'll be right back. Metal Dad Radio. That right there. Three absolutely classic records celebrating anniversaries this week, including Nightfall by Candlemass. One of the greatest doom metal records of all time, released November 9th, 1987, originally through Axis Records. Of course, the first album with Messiah Markelin on vocals. Just absolutely crushing album. We gave you At the Gallows End, one of my favorite tunes off that record. Before that, one of my favorite albums of the 1990s, Acid Bath, from November 12th, 1996, Pagan Terrorism Tactics, originally released through Rotten Records. Absolutely love this record. I wore this CD out back in 1996 and 97. Love, love, love this record. We gave you Pagan Love Song, which is the album opener. And glad to see Acid Bath back, finally, out touring. Maybe new music one day? Who knows? But even if they don't, just let them keep touring. I'm okay with that. Before that, Sepultura, Morbid Visions, which was released November 10th, 1986, through Cajumelo Records in Brazil. And we gave you the title track off of that. Guys, in the 1980s and 90s, you'd go to shows, and bands would have cassette tape versions of their demos, usually, right? Especially like the opening acts, the local bands. They'd have the demo. You'd buy the demo. It'd be like $5 or less, right? That's what they would all sound like. Morbid Visions is what every one of those cassette demos sounded like, especially for death metal bands. Just like tin can drums. It is what it is. But there's something nostalgic about it that I do love. So there you go. Sepultura, Morbid Visions. All right. Time for us to finish off this show the way we always do. It's a tribute to We Believe's first ever heavy metal band, and that, of course, is Black Sabbath. Let's go back to the Volume 4 record for a song we haven't played in a while. This is Sabbath. This is Super Knot. Till next week, kids. We'll be right back.